Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Lou Brock. Batting second. The second baseman, Tom Heintzelman. Batting third. The right fielder, Reggie Smith. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Joe Torre. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Hickman. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bake McBride. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tim McCarver. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mike Tyson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Gibson. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Bob Gibson. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting second. The shortstop, Ted Martinez. Batting third. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting fifth. The first baseman, John Milner. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ken Boswell. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Don Hahn. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ron Hodges. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Stone. Pitching for the New York Mets, George Stone. And now, play ball. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Heintzelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heintzelman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez strikes out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Heintzelman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a fly ball into center field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hickman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Milner for the out. Two outs. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell hits a fly ball into center field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver hits a fly ball into center field. Hahn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stone fields it and throws to first for the out. Tyson moves to second. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. Brock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tyson scores. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Tom Heinzelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brock. The throw from Hodges and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Tom Heinzelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heinzelman is 0 for 1 in the game. Heinzelman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn hits a pop-up towards short. Tyson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Cardinals, 1, Mets, 1. George Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a pop-up towards short. Tyson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Garrett hits a line drive into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Mets 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 0 for 1 in the game. Torre hits a fly ball into center field. Hahn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hickman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0 for 1 in the game. McBride hits a pop-up towards short. Martinez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tyson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones strikes out. Two outs. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 1 in the game. Milner hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Mets 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0 for 1 in the game. McCarver hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tyson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tyson. The throw from Hodges and he is safe. Tyson steals second. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-1 in the game. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0-for-1 in the game. Boswell hits a fly ball into center field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn is 0-for-1 in the game. Hahn takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hahn. The throw from McCarver and he is safe. Hahn steals second. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hodges hits a fly ball into center field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-1 in the game. Stone hits a pop-up towards short. Tyson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Mets 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tom Heinzelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heinzelman is 0-for-2 in the game. Heinzelman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hodges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 0-for-2 in the game. Torre strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-2 in the game. Garrett hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-2 in the game. Martinez hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McCarver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brock. Jones reaches second base with a double. Staub moves to third. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-2 in the game. Milner is walked intentionally. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0-for-2 in the game. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hickman scoops it up and throws to first, with Gibson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals won, and the Mets won. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hickman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0-for-2 in the game. McBride bunts towards third. Garrett juggles the ball. That's an error on Garrett. Hickman moves to third. McBride moves to second. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tyson is walked intentionally. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-2 in the game. Gibson hits a fly ball into center field. Hahn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hickman tags and scores. McBride tags and moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-1, Cardinals. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brock hits a fly ball into center field. Hahn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Wright's now playing third base. Joe Torre now playing first base. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hahn hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Torre settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hodges hits a pop-up towards short. Tyson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool pinch hits for George Stone. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bud Harrelson pinch runs for Ed Cranepool. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-3 in the game. Garrett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harrelson moves to third. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-3 in the game. Martinez hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Mets 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bob Miller now pitching. Tom Heinzelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heinzelman is 0-for-3 in the game. Heinzelman takes first base on ball 4. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 0-for-3 in the game. Torre takes first base on ball 4. Heinzelman moves to second. Ken Wrights is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wrights hits a fly ball into center field. Hahn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Heinzelman moves to third. Two outs. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0-for-2 in the game. McBride hits a pop-up towards short. Martinez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Staub moves to second. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Jones strikes out. One out. Al Raboski now pitching. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torre scoops it up and throws to first, with Raboski covering, for the out. Staub moves to third. Two outs. Duffy Dyer pinch hits for Ken Boswell. Mike Garman now pitching. Dave Schneck pinch hits for Duffy Dyer. Dave Schneck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schneck strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Mets 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Felix Milan now playing second base. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCarver hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tyson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mike Garman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Garman moves to third. Tom Heinzelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heinzelman is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Heinzelman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Garman scores. Brock moves to second. It's 3-1, Cardinals. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-4 in the game. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hahn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hodges hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hahn moves to second. George Theodore pinch hits for Bob Miller. George Theodore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theodore bunts towards the mound. Garman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hahn moves to third. Hodges moves to second. Rich Fokers now pitching. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards center field. McBride picks it up and throws to third to catch Hodges for the out. Hahn scores. Theodore moves to second. One out. It's 3-2, Cardinals. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-4 in the game. Martinez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Theodore scores. Garrett moves to second. It's Cardinals, 3, Mets, 3. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orlando Pena now pitching. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Jones hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Mets 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tug McGraw now pitching. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Torre hits a pop-up towards first. Milner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz is 0 for 1 in the game. Reitz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0 for 3 in the game. McBride hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-3, Cardinals. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. McCarver hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Garrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tyson hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Dwyer now playing left field. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Milner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torre scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Milner for the out. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan hits a pop-up towards short. Tyson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hahn hits a fly ball into left field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 5, and New York Mets, 3. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.